Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. And as you know, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, we focus on the topics of performance, leadership, and teamwork in sports, business, and life. And today I want to focus on leadership and talk about that. And, you know, leadership is a choice that everyone can make. You don't have to be a CEO of a company to be a leader. Leadership's about influence, and every one of us can influence the people around us. And one of my favorite definitions of leadership, there are a lot that I like, but one is from Kevin Cashman, and I think it equates leadership with influence, and again, reinforces this notion that you don't have to have a big title or lead thousands of people to be a leader. And he says that leadership is authentic self-expression that creates value. Authentic self-expression that creates value. And you have to have all three of those. You know, we want leaders who are authentic, and we know people who can express themselves and may or may not create value, but they're not authentic, and we see right through that. You can be authentic, but never express yourself, and therefore never create value. And you can be authentic and express yourself, but do it in a way that does not create value. And I think it's important as leaders, as people of influence, to make sure that in every role that you play, that you're bringing authenticity to it and expressing yourself in a way that creates value for your team, your organization, and the people around you. And today I want to focus on this concept of leadership as a choice, because today and this week, next week, this year, you have a choice about whether you will lead or not. And we found that the best leaders in sports, business, and life make three choices in order to have a positive impact on the people within their sphere of influence. And these three choices are critical and very important. The first choice is the best leaders choose to engage. They choose to engage. And I think that's really important as we think about life, that we're fully engaged in life. Best leaders that we see and that we work with fully engage in their role as a leader or person of influence. So that means understanding their role. They acknowledge their role and they embrace the opportunity to make a positive impact with it. They understand the responsibilities and the opportunities that role requires and offers them. And they fulfill this role to lead and serve others. It's really important as a leader or person of influence that you engage in the role that you play. And when we've noticed great organizations and great teams, they understand what each person's role is. And even if you've got a captain and other people on the team, they're going to follow that person, but they're also going to play their role and contribute to the overall goal of what that team is trying to do. If you're working on a project for a leader, you think about maybe the best manager or leader that you've worked for. That person has probably fulfilled that role really well and also articulated a vision about where that team is going and what each person's contribution or role is they're going to play to contribute to the overall team goal. And so it's important whether we're in a position of leadership with a big L, with a title, or just a small L leader that we're contributing to the overall goal, that we understand that, and then we engage in that. And so many people I see in organizations are not fully engaged in the roles that they play. If you think about places that you go and maybe your favorite coffee house or a great restaurant with great service, even the person that's waiting on you as a leader and a person of influence, and you're going to evaluate that restaurant and evaluate your experience with that based on how fully engaged they are in their role and everything that they do to serve you and make it a great experience at that coffee house or that restaurant. And so in that situation, you understand it, and you probably know where you've gotten bad service before, and that person wasn't fully engaged in what they're doing. And so we're going to have some questions at the end of this that are key questions that relate to all of this. But the first choice is about engagement, choosing to engage in your role as a leader. We also notice that the best leaders make this choice, the second one. They choose to encourage. They choose to encourage. Great leaders encourage other people. In other words, they literally give courage to that person. The word encourage comes from the Latin word cor, which means courage, and to give heart. And that's a very strong word. And so we often think about encouragement as something that maybe is not a strong word or it's soft, but it's a very strong and powerful word. And it's important with the words that we use that we encourage other people. And great leaders encourage others. They reinforce what that person is doing well, and they encourage them to be all that they can be. And they see the potential in other people as well. They make sure that they reinforce that with that person so that that person doesn't settle for anything less than their very best. And encouragement is a key piece of that, and it's severely lacking in many organizations and many teams today. And I think it's easier to be critical than it is to encourage other people. And we need to focus on that as leaders if we want to get the best out of our people and the best for them and accomplish the most meaningful goals and really get people to engage. Encouragement is related to engagement and making sure that we encourage other people. And every day you have a choice about doing that. You can go through life passively and not offer words of encouragement to other people or say thank you or just say have a nice day, those kinds of things. Or you can choose to be active in life and engage and take the next step to offer words of encouragement to other people. The third choice that we see that great leaders make is they choose to be excellent. So you see these E words of engage, encourage, and excellent. They choose to be excellent. And this isn't perfection. When we talk about excellence, we're not talking about perfection, but we're talking about your best. Great leaders choose to do their best, and they realize that they have an obligation to set the right example and inspire others to do the same. Every day, you have an opportunity and an obligation to set the right example and inspire others around you to do the same. Every day, somebody's watching you, whether you believe it or not or aware of it or not, and you need to make sure that we're striving for excellence, that you're focusing on that and focusing on doing your best so that others will be inspired to do that as well. Great leaders embody the core values of their team and organization and demonstrate what it means to live these out. It's very important if you're a part of an organization or team that you understand what the core values of that organization are, or if you don't have core values, to make sure that you're helping that organization or team or business develop core values. And then understand what those are in practice. Sometimes we'll work with organizations that have core values, and they know what they are, and they've printed them on a t-shirt or a plaque, and they might be about mutual respect and integrity and leadership and service, but they haven't gone a step further to really define what those look like in practice. And they assume that everybody understands what those mean, but it's important to further define those and understand what those look like in practice, and then demonstrate those and live them out. Great leaders find opportunities also to teach others how to perform at their best. So related to this, it's about setting the right example, it's about living out the core values, and then it's teaching others how to perform at their best and to make sure they understand the strengths of the people that they lead and influence so that then they can help them choose to do their best. I think a lot of times with teams I've led, sometimes people haven't known what their strengths are. And they focus on trying to do everything. And sometimes it's helping somebody prioritize what their strengths are and really playing to those strengths than trying to, focus on doing everything well and everything, perfect. Andy Stanley once said that your fully exploited strengths are far more greater value to your organization than your marginally improved weaknesses. Your fully exploited strengths are far more greater value to your organization than your marginally improved weaknesses. And I think there's an important lesson to be learned there that we need to make sure that we're focusing on strengths-based leadership and also strengths-based performance, that we perform at our best when we're focusing on exploiting our strengths in a good way, that we're leveraging those strengths and playing in the zone of those strengths versus constantly trying to improve those weaknesses. Because what Andy Stanley is saying in that quote is that no matter how much you work on your weaknesses, they'll never be as greater value as your strengths are when you're really playing to those and leveraging those. Now, that doesn't mean that we can give our weaknesses a scapegoat and say, well, I'm just not good with time, so I'm not going to focus on being on time. Now, there's a level of performance that we have to play in a lot of different characteristics of life and things. So we can't let weaknesses be something that goes to the detriment of not accomplishing a goal or to the detriment of our team. We have to work on those and continue to make sure that those are at a certain level. But it's important to know what those strengths are, because they're always going to be better when we're playing in that zone versus however much we think we can improve in our weaknesses. So choosing to engage, choosing to encourage, choosing to be excellent. That's the focus for today, and that's the focus for, you know, this week and beyond. I want to encourage you to make those three choices. And I've got some key questions for you that relate to those as we apply, you know, what we're learning today. The first one is understanding the roles that you play in life. So this question is, what roles do you play in life? You may be very focused on that and say, well, I'm a salesperson, or I'm a project leader, or I'm the CEO of a company, or I'm a professional athlete. You may understand that role very well. But there are other roles that you play, like friend, father, mother, husband, wife, maybe student, community leader. There are different roles that you may play in life that you're not fully engaging in. And what I find in talking to groups and coaching people is that a lot of times when they map out the different roles that they play, they may find that they play 10 different roles, but they're only fully engaged in maybe one or two. And this isn't to be, you know, overwhelmed by this exercise to understand what your roles are and then say, wow, I can't do all of those roles. But it's important that if you're in that role, if you're wearing that uniform, as we like to say, then you are engaged in that, that you're not standing on the sidelines, but you're fully engaged in what that is, and making sure that you balance out the roles that you play and trying to, you know, in the scope of a week, a month, this year, that you're engaging in what those roles call for and making sure that you do your best to engage and to lead and to influence in those roles. The next question that is related to that is the point I just made about engagement. So understanding what roles you play in life, the next question is, how engaged are you in each of those roles? And maybe rating yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being highest level of engagement, and you know, rating yourself in all of those roles and then doing something about it, you know, asking this next question: which role or roles do you need to step up and be more engaged in, and realize that people are counting on you to step up as a leader? If you rate yourself as a 1 in a certain role and it's a high priority, then you need to make sure that you're stepping up and engaging in that role. I've coached with several people before who, you know, have been really convicted by this process, because they're at 10 when it comes to being a business leader. But as a father and a husband, maybe they're rating themselves as a 1 or 2, and they know they need to step up in that role and to make adjustments to provide, find balance to step up into that role, because it's a high priority role for them. And, you know, their family comes first, and yet they're not putting their family first because they're not, you know, engaged in that role, and they're sacrificing, you know, and giving their best to other things versus giving the best to the people who mean the most. And I think that's really important. We have to give our best to the people who mean the most. So is there a role or roles that you need to step up and be engaged in? And again, realize people are counting on you to step up as a leader in that role. A fourth question is, who do you need to encourage, and how will your encouragement help influence them to maximize the potential and achieve their goals? So who do you need to encourage, and how will your encouragement help influence them to maximize their potential and achieve their goals? You might want to make a list of a couple of people who need encouragement today or this week, and make sure you make time to invest in them, and then realizing how that encouragement is going to allow them to step up into their level of leadership and their level of performance and achieve their goals. I think sometimes it's easy to assume, especially leading and influencing high performers, that they're just automatically going to step up and maybe that they don't need encouragement. We have a saying that even the Michael Jordans, even the Kobe Bryants need encouragement, and they needed coaching to help them in accomplishing, you know, what they accomplished in getting 6 NBA titles for Michael Jordan and 5 NBA titles for Kobe Bryant. And there was a common denominator in Phil Jackson there, who was the coach and who I'm sure offered some critique at times, but also offered some encouragement, really tapped in to their motivation in an authentic way to express themselves and then create value in their lives. And I think it's important, even if you're leading a team of high performers, that you step up and you encourage them and reinforce what they do well and to offer timely feedback that's important to help them be their best. Another question is, are you giving your best and also inspiring others to do the same? And what you're doing today and this week and the roles that you play and the opportunities and tasks that you have this week, are you giving your best and are you also inspiring others to do the same? And I think that's as much about accomplishment as it is about process. So again, you may say, well, yeah, I'm getting things done, but are you having a positive impact on other people? So in the journey of that, are you demonstrating how to do that and maybe also teaching others and inspiring them to do the same by setting the right example and not maybe doing it with a harsh attitude because nobody else is stepping up to do that, but doing it with the motivation that you're going to do it because it's the right thing to do and doing your best, and also with an attitude and a spirit of inspiring others to do the same. And the last question is, how can you live out the core values of your team or organization and teach others to do the same? So how can you live out those core values of your team or organization, business, company, nonprofit organization, and teach others to do the same? And this gets back to, if you don't have core values, then working with your team to develop those. If you do have those core values, making sure everybody's on the same page to understand what those look like in practice, and then live those out and teach others to do the same and make sure that you're get to a point of being a high-performing team. High-performing teams understand what they're about, what the mission, what the vision is, and also what those core values are, and they live them out, and the benefit is, you know, in the people they serve, they're going to feel that experience because they're about, say, customer service, and it's happening, and you feel it when you walk into that place because everybody understands and is on the same page about what customer service looks like, and they're executing that with excellence. So again, 3 choices. You're going to choose to engage as a leader, choose to encourage this week, and choose to be excellent this week. And then understanding the roles that you play and being excellent in those and developing core values that will help you to live those values out and help you to be excellent and make an impact with your leadership role. So my encouragement to you today is to choose today to encourage, engage, and be excellent as a leader and become a person of influence that people want to follow and that does meaningful work and makes a meaningful impact with your life. Make the most of this week. Lead well, and check out our website for additional resources if you need them. And as always, make the most of the moments in your life.